Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world and on the Gulf Coast. Again, we are so thankful and honored to be able to be with you every evening, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And we're committed, thanks to our partners and thanks to our sponsors who stand with us, to be here every single day. I mean, think about that. I remember when we were launching with VFN TV to the level it is now, going through Christian Television Network, WHBR, you know, David Mayo, he looks at us and he says, and we've already been in the program for a while, and he goes, "This is every day." This is it. Remember that?
Yeah, this is that.
Every day. And we're like,
yeah.
Oh my goodness, it is. No, but think about it. That's what we want to do. We want to be here present with you every single day in your living room to talk about the day. What happened? Give us a biblical perspective. You know, a normal conversation. Sanity. But we don't want 10,000 pounds of information, but we want the real thing. And we want to believe that our audience, you know, has a relationship with the Lord, and that you're going to pray about it, and you're going to see what God has you to, you know, that's when we talk about abiding all the time. You know, God, what do I do with this? And to give you hope, there is so much hope. If you missed yesterday's program, or there's a program on about, we got to begin to believe again in America. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, you know, our partners, you know, Ultimate Access, you know, it's always there for you. $9.95 a month, everything's there for you. All those teachings, green room, special reports. We're just so thankful, and all that's there for our partners who stand with us. And you can find out more about that at VFNTV.com. But imagine, you know, hundreds of teachings available at a moment's notice. Prophetic words available there. And we just want to make sure. We can only cover a little bit of it on the air.
Right.
And so we're just honored to be with you in your living rooms. And remember, it's because of our partners and it's because of our sponsors. So when you see our sponsors come up on your television, realize, you know what? They're the ones that are making sure that we're there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make that the most famous business.
Yes.
For the HBR area, the Gulf Coast area. If I'm going to buy that product, buy that, that's where I'm going to go. Because they are keeping the conversation light. They're bringing sanity. And it makes me think about Ears to Hear, you know, with Dean.
Yes.
And if I need a hearing aid, guess where I'm going to be? And those that stand with us in that. And that's how it works. And we're just thankful for those. Joining me, of course, is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Have you expanded your operation on VFNTV.com with the drop down on the harvest? Has it expanded more? I mean, have you?
No, not yet. We're still working.
We're ready for more of that.
All right.
Yes.
We're ready for more
of
that. We just want to expand that one segment to two or something. I want you to talk. I don't know how many are there. How many are there?
I have no idea.
He is pretty. If you don't know this or not, he is. He says wisdom comes in a few words.
Very few.
Very few words. So last week when he spoke four times, it was amazing how it just touched us in a special way.
I speak in different ways.
Yes, he really does. It's forehead. You don't want to influence it. Don't put the black line over his eyes. Put it over his
Not
forehead.
Not just the forehead. And the hand.
And the hand.
And the finger.
The finger.
The finger.
The claw.
The finger.
That was a saw accident.
Saw accident. I got bit.
He got bit by a saw. It really did.
Sure did.
He really did. He learned to pay attention when you're cutting on a table saw.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, also, but Joan Ramos is up.
Hello.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I am, there's going to be a, those that are listening on radio, make sure you pay attention. There's a movie coming, releasing. It's called the
Game Stand?
Yeah, yeah.
Standing Tall?
No, When the Game Stands Tall. You're both right. We put those things, hey, we know man. Apart, and we title
it.
Collaborating.
Apart.
Yeah.
And When the Game Stands Tall.
And it's in your local theaters, and you want to be able to see it. And it's like, you know, we've been focusing on this, taking the media mountain, you know, the seven mountains, if you haven't heard about that, the seven mountain strategy. And we've been praying about it. And if I had the mountains in front of me, I would name them. But if I started naming them, I'd probably mess up. But you have the education mountain, the governmental mountain, religion mountain,
media,
business mountain, the media mountain. And these are the different, you know, parts, the arts and arts and entertainment, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, these particular mountains, if you would, are the mountains of culture, like whoever's on top of those mountains in regards to whoever the head is,
mm-hmm.
is determining kind of how your nation goes. And so we're just believing, hey, I guess we just need people who love God and love the people of America at the top of those mountains.
Sounds good to me.
And this year, they are just downloading, you know, one, you know, decent movie at a time.
Yeah,
that
amazing.
You're not going to be offended. And you can go to VFNTV.com and go to links and click on Focus on the Family, and they'll let you know what's actually in the movie. But this particular movie, from what I understand, it has, you know, nothing offensive to God. You know, you're not going to hear things that just rip your spirit. And there's another one called The Giver. I think it's called The Giver that's coming. I haven't seen it yet, but it's a story told years ago in the books, and it's out now in a movie form. I think it's kind of appropriate now. I mean, this is definitely appropriate now. But we'll be talking more about that as well. But you can find out more at VFNTV.com and go to The Torch. Today's program is going to be parental guidance suggested. You know, it is going to be, I encourage you that, you know, if you're watching this with your children, that you might want to watch it first, record it, and then decide whether you're going to let your children see reality of what's taking place in our earth today. Because so often we hear about things that are taking place and we truly do not empathize with them because we don't even connect to the reality of what's going on. Mm-hmm. In America, we have a tendency to cover things up. We have a tendency to cover things up, and what happens is the next generation repeats our sins because we covered it up, you know? But if you go to Israel, I mean, you're going to have a museum of remembrance. You're going to have tanks from the 1967 war on the side of the street rusting there so you never forget. This is the reality. But when you go by a traffic accident caused by a DUI, the first thing you see are sheets. And all the people who are attracted to those type of things, and there's a lot of people they call rubbernecking that go through there, if they would see the consequences of what happens when you drink and drive, guess what? They may make the decision. They'll remember that forever, and they won't do it, but because all they saw was a sheet. Next week, they do the very same thing. And it's like, but these realities, we need to face the realities. And so and as we begin to talk about already on our program, this tragedy that's taken place in northern Iraq, and we've been saying this and saying this, but it's only until America sees it happening do we actually believe it's happening.
Always seems to be the case, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about these thousands of Christians on the top of this mountain. What's the name of the mountain?
Sinjar
in Iraq, and they're there because they've been ran out of their homes, their families have been killed, beheaded, and you're going to hear some things that these families are talking about, crucified. And these kids have seen things they'll never get over with. They'll never get over it. And it's like, we still haven't woken up yet. The American church still hasn't woken up yet. We're huge if we repent. We're huge if we wake up. I mean, we're just huge. I mean, yeah, we have a few differences, but if you look at the base part of the pie, the pizza pie, you know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ is Lord.
That's it.
You know, you got to have the cheese and you got to have the sauce and you got to have the pepperonis. But if you like anchovies, you know, whatever's your thing. But if Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life, if you've laid your life down, who is Jesus to you? And if you got that right and you've made him the Lord of your life and you're seeking to walk with him, we need to walk together.
Yeah.
We need to wake up and we need to say, dear Lord, you know, help us, shake us. And with that, you know, we've been saying it. We've been saying, listen, the Christians are being chased to the top of a mountain, and our president is on vacation. Our president is fundraising. And that's not a political statement. That's a fact of saying he is on vacation and he is fundraising while Christians are being beheaded and Christians are being crucified. And with the friendliness, and maybe not today's program, but the next program, you got to catch it because we're going to have this conversation. Why he's totally befriended the Muslim Brotherhood. A radical form. This is what one you're going to hear one reporter talk about coming from where this jihadist ISIS man from Britain who beheaded this journalist, American journalist, James Foley. That he's saying from there, he says, I can tell you right up front that every terrorist, every Muslim Hood member is not a terrorist. But I can tell you this, that every terrorist came from the Muslim Brotherhood.
Wow.
I mean, you look for commonality. That's why they're chasing our metadata. They want to find some commonality.
Yeah.
You know, what's some commonality, you know? And so that's a commonality. It's like, okay, hey, all the dots connect at the local brotherhood.
Catch a clue, right?
Catch a clue. All of them are not terrorists. And we never said that. We're just talking about the little bit that we know. We're learning as we go. Shocked as we go. And so when you look at what's taking place in the Middle East, you know, we embraced a form of radical Islam. And we have this available to you. And we're going to make it, we're just going to bring it to the surface in regards to the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. It'll have a drop-down menu being added to you, and it's going to say, I believe it's going to be Islam, and talk about Hosea, you know, we're destroyed for lack of knowledge. But then it's going to have, you know, radical Islam, and then it's going to have Islam in America, Islam in the world. And we've had these segments for you. But we want to surface them. We want to give you, you know, Muslim Brotherhood 101. And Muslim Brotherhood 101, it's very simple. They want a caliphate. They believe a caliphate's the answer. Well, what does a caliphate look like? Well, I'm sure it's pretty subjective. But ultimately, it just looks like the Quran is the law. And the Quran says this, then you do it. If the Quran says that, then you do it. The Quran is their book of belief, what they operate, their operating principles. What's ISIS saying? What is these radical Islamists saying? They're saying this is a caliphate. Don't mess with our caliphate. And we're going to show you, I mean, not the whole video, but you're going to be able to see that this brave, brave journalist, James Foley, who just spoke with such integrity and such courage, knowing what his faith was, seeing reporting in the Middle East as much as he did, with parents who just are beautiful parents as they were talking about their son, and that you said, remember my son as a hero. And what we're going to show this today is because he's a hero in regards to, he stood strong, but understanding, this is a biblical perspective, understand the full beheadings of what's going to take place in the world. Paul, the writer of 50% of the New Testament, was beheaded. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk to you about the thousand-year reign with Jesus Christ. The ones that are going to come and reign with him are the ones that just suffered the fate of James Foley. And these Christians, I don't know where he stands with God, but I know that, my goodness, he stands as a hero. Mm. But I know that you're going to hear these Iraqis that are on top of this mountain and their experiences and what they saw. I mean, literally their family members and friends beheaded, their eyes pulled out, only because they went back to come off the mountain to be able to get water and to get food. And then we're going to hear what our president speaks from the White House. You're going to hear what he has to say about it. And finally, there's clarity from the White House in regards to ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah. But obviously, they're calling it now because Al-Qaeda has been defeated. Mm-hmm. So it's a name change, and now it's called ISIL. But the way he defines ISIS is exactly for what it is, and we're so thankful for our president standing up. More when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
What religious rights do city employees have in the workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I work as a garbage collector, and in the truck that we drive, we have a two-way radio, which communicates to our control. I was told that I am not allowed to say, have a blessed day on the radio. I was told that if I continue to do this, I would be fired for making such a statement.
It depends on the policies of the company, but a lot of these companies will have this overreaction to something like have a blessed day because they think somehow they're going to get sued by creating a hostile religious, you know, environment or a workplace environment. And that's just not the case. So what we normally do in a situation like this is we get it resolved by dealing with the employer and telling them, look, if an employee makes a statement as benign as God bless you, that should not create a constitutional crisis.
Do you have questions about your religious liberties? Get straight answers from ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
And then there's agony and death. You got to let people know if you die today without making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you will be in eternity where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Even Jesus was saved from the agony of death. That's why you tell your husband and your wife and your children and your parents and your neighbors and your friends about Jesus, because they're going to be burning in hell forever outside of them knowing Jesus Christ. Jesus came to save them, not to condemn them. But who's going to tell them? Who's going to tell them?
You've just been listening to A Moment from the VFN Dream Center. Find out more. Join the dream at VFNDreamCenter.org. That's VFNDreamCenter.org. Which, by the way, if you haven't gone to the VFN Torch lately, you need to go to VFNTV.com. And in the menu, it says VFN Torch. There's all types of aspects to be able to just quick information at a moment's notice. Any topic that you can imagine probably is in there. And a biblical perspective, you know, what's actually happening. But what does the Word of God say about this? Including prophetic words of knowledge and wisdom that has been shared. So if you get a chance, go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch in the menu there.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Again, I want to tell you, this is parental guidance suggested. This is up to you as a parent what you want to do. We want to be able to show you where others are trying to. Remember this. I'm not. Forgive me for sounding like I'm not saying anything corrective. I just do that. But I just do that. I'm saying that. All the media sources now, they're hiding this from you. That's not showing you. They supported it. They supported it when they caused Christians to feel guilty for standing up and saying, Islam is anti-Christ religion and it's against us. This media out here supported, you know, when Christians are being stoned and these different things are happening, and they supported the iftar dinners in the White House. They supported the Muslim Brotherhood on Homeland Security as an advisor. They supported the attack against Congressman Michelle Bachmann when she said, listen, I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying, let's just treat everybody the same. Right. Let's vet this daughter of the Muslim Brotherhood that's the assistant to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
We had senators that said it was no big deal, that they were going on a farce, if you will.
And their outrage today, you have to put that in balance. They are the cause of this.
Right.
They caused this. And so when we see what's about to happen here, realize that we're the ones that facilitated getting Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood, into power in Egypt. That Egyptians cried out and said, America, why did you put a terrorist over us? Yeah. And then they had to throw out Morsi to put in Sisi, who's there now, which is a friend of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
We're the ones, we did that. So we're seeing, and this was the interviewer on CBN when he was there, and he was saying, what is the motivation of ISIS? You know, what is the motivation of, and remember, it's all the same when it comes to hating folks and that kind of thing. Mm. But listen, what is the motivation? And they said, they believe that President Obama is for them. This is what the reporter said from CBN. We didn't say that. But I believe that he is using tactics of an organizer, and everybody thinks an organizer is for them, but they're working something out. They're working on something. But if ISIS thinks America's for them, when you're about to see right now, when you hear this British Islamic ISIS terrorist speak to America and speak to the president, they know now he's not for them.
Hmm.
So if there was any misnomers, or they know that he's not for him, and realize this is a reporter. This is a man who embedded himself in Syria, who was taken before as a prisoner, and this time it was fatal. But he stood as a hero. But this is the reality. This is what the Christians were saying is taking place. And like I said, this turn your heads, turn the channel, come back, record it, see if you want to see it or not. But we have to see this, because in Romans, Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, he says that these are the ones, the beheaded ones. The beheaded ones will come back and rule with Jesus Christ in the millennial. And that full number has not yet come in yet. Watch.
I call on my friends, family, and loved ones to rise up against my real killers, the U.S. government. For what will happen to me is only a result of their complacency and criminality. My message to my beloved parents: save me some dignity and don't accept any meager compensation for my death from the same people who effectively hit the last nail in my coffin with their recent aerial campaign in Iraq. I call on my brother John, who is a member of the U.S. Air Force. Think about what you are doing. Think about the lives you destroy, including those of your own family. I call on you, John. Think about who made the decision to bomb Iraq recently and kill those people, whoever they may have been. Think, John. Who did they really kill? And did they think about me, you, our family, when they made that decision? I died that day, John, when your colleagues dropped that bomb on those people. They signed my death certificate. I wish I had more time. I wish I could have the hope of freedom and seeing my family once again. But that ship has sailed. I guess, all in all, I wish I wasn't American.
This is James Wright Foley, an American citizen of your country. As a government, you have been at the forefront of the aggression towards the Islamic State. You have plotted against us and gone far out of your way to find reasons to interfere in our affairs. Today, your military air force is attacking us daily in Iraq. Your strikes have caused casualties amongst Muslims. You are no longer fighting an insurgency. We are an Islamic army and a state that has been accepted by a large number of Muslims worldwide. So effectively, any aggression towards the Islamic State is an aggression towards Muslims from all walks of life who have accepted the Islamic Caliphate as their leadership. So any attempt by you, Obama, to deny the Muslims their rights of living in safety under the Islamic Caliphate will result in the bloodshed of your people. The life of this American citizen, Obama, depends on your next decision.
This is tragic. This is what we've been saying. This is what's taking place. This is what's taking place. The Christians are saying in Iraq, and remember, they're Arabs. When we speak about Iraqis, we talk about Iraqis. We don't divide them up as all of a sudden, like Americans. You talk about Americans. You wouldn't say, well, it's okay to harm this one or not that one. It's like, this is what's been taking place. One of the reports are that said the Christians are saying they're cutting us like sheep. And what are we doing? And how did we play a part in this? How did our leadership empower this mindset that it is okay, a caliphate? If you go back and you listen, go to the VFN Torch and type in the word caliphate. We've been talking about it. This is the ultimate goal. A caliphate basically is saying the Quran is the law. Your constitution is not the law anymore. We're totally taken over. We believe that Muhammad is a prophet. They believe Allah is God. And they believe that Jesus Christ has to come back and repent for calling himself the Son of God. And he will be the assistant to the... That's anti-Jesus Christ religion in the context of that. So supporting that in any way whatsoever.
Yeah.
And one of the goals of the Muslim Brotherhood, according to them, I think it's six pillars of the Muslim Brotherhood, or five, is to have a caliphate. To have a caliphate. And so I want you to hear, and I was so thankful for the president to be able to speak here, and I want you to go right, this is from the White House, where he's talking about Foley's execution and how he's going to respond, and he direct, for the first time we hear something very specific in context of how evil this radical Islam is, and he refers to it as ISIS, ISIL, but it's, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, it's all the same. When we come back from this break, you'll see it.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
If you're having difficulty hearing, ears to hear. It's so important. Sometimes, you know, when you're losing your hearing, you don't really realize you're losing it. It's other people around you that realize you're losing it because you just think they're not saying nothing or they're not being respectful and speaking up. But the truth is, you're just not hearing them well. And the best way to find out if you're having a hearing issue is, first of all, ask those around you. When you speak, do I hear you? It could be a Southern thing, too. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But also go to ears to hear because they have a test for you. They can test to find out how your hearing is, right?
That's right. They have a great, great place. You love meeting Dean Easterwood. He's a professional, and their staff is, I mean, top-notch. They have three locations on the Gulf Coast, and they're a perfect mixture between a retail place where you just kind of come on in and they kind of speed you along the way, maybe help you, and also they have a clinical side. So it's kind of the perfect hybrid of both. But they really care about their patients. They care about hearing. I highly recommend them. They're great people, and it's a great, great place.
Hearing aids have come a long, long way. You no longer have to use your wife and say, what did they say? The technology's so small that you can't even realize it's there. The question to you have, also may have, is like, well, I can't use my cell phone if I have. They even have that built in now. Well, it works off Bluetooth, so it goes right into your hearing aid.
Right.
Oh, wow. So make sure you go to Ears to Hear.
Ears to Hear.
Ears to Hear. Three locations. You can find out more at VFNTV.com and click on sponsors.
That's right. We have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out. And in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up. Or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch Newsletter now.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app, and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're going right to, I want you to hear the president. We're so encouraged that he spoke specifically about ISIS and this radical Islam from the White House about James Foley, this tragedy. Remember, this has been taking place all over northern Iraq and Syria. Watch, listen.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today, the entire world is appalled by the brutal murder of Jim Foley by the terrorist group ISIL. Jim was a journalist, a son, a brother, and a friend. He reported from difficult and dangerous places, bearing witness to the lives of people a world away. He was taken hostage nearly 2 years ago in Syria, and he was courageously reporting at the time on the conflict there. Jim was taken from us in an act of violence that shocks the conscience of the entire world. He was 40 years old, one of five siblings, the son of a mom and dad who worked tirelessly for his release. Earlier today, I spoke to the Foleys and told them that we are all heartbroken at their loss and joined them in honoring Jim and all that he did. Now, Jim Foley's life stands in stark contrast to his killers. Let's be clear about ISIL. They have rampaged across cities and villages, killing innocent, unarmed civilians in cowardly acts of violence. They abduct women and children and subject them to torture and rape and slavery. They've murdered Muslims, both Sunni and Shia, by the thousands. They target Christians and religious minorities, driving them from their homes, murdering them when they can, for no other reason than they practice a different religion. They declare their ambition to commit genocide against an ancient people. So ISIL speaks for no religion. Their victims are overwhelmingly Muslim, and no faith teaches people to massacre innocents. No just God would stand for what they did yesterday and what they do every single day. ISIL has no ideology of any value to human beings. Their ideology is bankrupt. They may claim out of expediency that they are at war with the United States or the West, but the fact is they terrorize their neighbors and offer them nothing but an endless slavery to their empty vision and the collapse of any definition of civilized behavior. And people like this ultimately fail. They fail because the future is won by those who build and not destroy, and the world is shaped by people like Jim Foley and the overwhelming majority of humanity who are appalled by those who killed him. The United States of America will continue to do what we must do to protect our people. We will be vigilant and we will be relentless. When people harm Americans anywhere, we do what's necessary to see that justice is done.
That is so good to see the president standing up for Americans that are being persecuted. Mm-hmm. And but there is one aspect of that when the president is talking about, you know, mostly Muslims, but when in turn possibly maybe, you know, Christians. And it's like, no, that's all. It's Iraqis being killed. It's Syrians mm-hmm. being beheaded and killed. So I want you to hear this report to get a better perspective. We should care about all people. Care about all the Arabs, care about all those in the Middle East, and care about, you know, Muslims and Christians that are being killed. We've been talking about Christians, and this is horrific what just happened to James Foley, but we're seeing what we've been saying is taking place. I want you to listen to this. You're going to hear about this particular boy that his friend, he went off that mountain that we talked about in northern Iraq to get some food for his family, and they cut his head off. They did the same thing they did to James Foley. They pulled his eyes out, and his friend had to go back and bury him, this young teenage friend. And this is horrific everywhere. It's happening everywhere, and we need to step up. It's not just Muslims. It's Christians. It's horrific. As a matter of fact, I want you to listen to this report straight from the Christians that were on the mountain northern Iraq. Watch. Listen.
Here at CBN News, we have told you about the Islamic terrorists rampaging through Iraq, slaughtering Christians and other minorities. One of those groups is called the Yazidis.
That's right. The Yazidi people have now been rescued from the mountain where ISIS trapped them, but their long ordeal has just begun. Chris Mitchell has their story from the Iraqi-Syrian border where thousands have reached safety.
It looks like a scene out of the Bible, a modern-day exodus. Tens of thousands made the trek from Mount Sinjar all the way here to the United Nations refugee camp. For some, a 2, 3, even 4 day journey. Most of them came with just the clothes on their back. And out of the multitude, each one has a story. When ISIS attacked Sinjar, home to most of these Yazidis, Guli Udaida, a name which means God giveth, said it felt like the end of the world.
When they came, they caught some people and kidnapped beautiful girls and took them away. We escaped. The ones that stayed, ISIS killed.
When they got to Mount Sinjar, her son went back for food. ISIS captured him, shot him, took out his eyes and cut off his head. His friend buried him. The mountain had its own horrors. Flus Kadar used this cap from a medicine bottle to keep her children alive.
I gave my children a drop of water every hour. The water was very far away.
When the Yazidis made their escape from Mount Sinjar, this is the route that they took. Mount Sinjar is about 100 miles away, and most of that is simply desert. They finally came to this desert road behind me, crossed the Tigris River, and made their way up the road to the United Nations camp. It took Kadar 4 days to make the walk. He had arrived just 1 hour before we talked to him.
We are in a desperate situation. We don't have any hope. We don't have any salvation. I am tired and I just want to get some sleep.
These 12-year-old boys, like Tassim, saw things likely to haunt them the rest of their lives. Razin remembers the mountain.
Many kids died on the mountain because there was no water. We escaped from ISIS because they wanted us to convert to Islam or be killed. I was there when ISIS came and shot one girl with a bullet in the head. Because they told her to convert. She refused, and they killed her.
When you go from a home to a tent within days, how do you deal with the 120-degree heat, knowing that winter is on its way?
We are sleeping on the ground. The rain is coming, and we don't know what we're going to do. We have no future.
Here in the Middle East, the Christians and the Yazidis, they cut us like sheep. There is no mercy for us.
The plight of the Yazidis reminded our translator when he was a refugee from Saddam Hussein in 1991.
It's not easy to explain. You can see, as you see, it's horrible, man.
In this tent city, life goes on. An elderly woman makes tea for her family. Young children play a game out of bottle caps. The UN supplies water. It's a refuge, but not a home. The war-weary faces of these Yazidis bear a horrific past, a precarious present, and an unknown future. Sometimes the ordeal spills over in tears. Many don't want to see Iraq anymore.
We wait for the mercy of God and people like you to be protected from the evil men.
They're also asking the U.S. and the West for help.
My request for all the believers in America and all over the world, from all the church and around the world, to pray for these people.
Chris Mitchell, Bajid Kandala Refugee Camp, Northern Iraq.
You're looking at the truth, and it's not just Muslims, it's Iraqis, it's Syrians, mm-hmm. it's Arabs that are being treated horrifically. And we should be just as concerned about the Christians as we are about the Muslims and what's taking place. And I'm so glad the clarity's coming, but we need to get more clarity. And this is all available to you in the VFN Torch. This is all the parts are together. I mean, God has revealed this. If you don't know what's really going on, you know, begin to go to the VFN Torch and study Muslim Brotherhood 101. Understand Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. This is what the Word of God says. I'm going to get a biblical perspective because this is a tragedy, the beheading of Christians and the beheading of this journalist, this hero. He says, I saw thrones. I'm reading from Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. I saw thrones on which were seated those who had been given authority to judge. I saw the souls of those who have been beheaded because of their testimony about Jesus and because of the word of God. These young boys were saying they wanted us to convert away from Jesus. They wanted us to convert to a religion, anti-Jesus Christ religion, to Islam. And they're like, they didn't do it. And the little girl got the bullet in the head. She's in the presence of God. I mean, she's one of those ones that'll come back with authority. And he said that these particular ones, he says, they had not worshiped the beast. And by the way, just so you know it, if you decide to leave Jesus and renounce your faith in Jesus Christ and become a Muslim, a loyal Muslim to the Quran and Islam, you're worshiping the beast. It's an anti-Jesus Christ religion. It's Antichrist. He said they had not worshipped the beast or its image and had not received its mark on the forehead or on their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. These are precious people in the eyes of the Lord. But we have to understand what has taken place here. That we've empowered the Muslim Brotherhood. We've embraced them as a nation. They are in a homeland security. Congressman Michelle Bachmann says that we've removed any mention of them in the context of Islam being an enemy of America from our FBI libraries, our CIA libraries. And no matter what you call it, it's the same thing. Radical Islam. But now our president is stepping up and he's saying, listen, this is evil. And it's like, yeah, it's evil, but now we've partnered with it. We've made a bad alliance like Jehoshaphat. We need to repent and say, dear God, forgive us. So I want you to get a real quick 101, Muslim Brotherhood 101. It's 3 minutes, but it'll explain quickly what we partnered with as a nation.
Today, the Middle East stands on the brink of full-scale conversion to Muslim Brotherhood fanaticism, yet President Obama does not seem to see the problem. President Obama's hand-picked director of national intelligence, James Clapper, said that the Brotherhood is, quote, largely secular, unquote. President Obama seemed unconcerned about the rise of the Brotherhood in Egypt. In fact, he invited Ikhwan members to his Cairo speech in 2009, tailored the speech to meet the Brotherhood's grievances and indulge his narratives, and cozied up to Muslim Brotherhood American satellites despite their involvement with terror groups all across the world. The Obama policy of courting the Muslim Brotherhood has not changed the brothers. It has empowered them to advance their anti-American program. They are now on the verge of control in Egypt and Libya, and their ideology dominates the Muslim world. But what is the Muslim Brotherhood? Well, in 1928, a young Egyptian educator known as the Guide to his followers and Hassan al-Banna to the rest of the world founded a group called the Muslim Brotherhood. The movement was virulently anti-colonial, but not because Banna was a nationalist or an Egyptian patriot. He was neither. Banna's loyalty was to the Muslim Ummah and the ideal that Islam must dominate across national lines. He was anti-colonial because he abhorred the West. The Brotherhood's development was spurred by Turkey's rigorous campaign of secularization. Following the final defeat of the Ottoman Empire in World War I, Kemal Atatürk had spearheaded a successful independence movement, expelling occupiers and establishing an independent state. Determined to turn westward, Atatürk drove Islam out of the public square and marginalized it in the classroom. In 1924, he abolished the caliphate, a symbolically shattering event for Muslims. Banna had drawn precisely the opposite conclusion about the sorry state of the Muslim world. For him, Islam was the solution. The problem had been too little of it, not too much, and not just any Islam. Banna had in mind a very particular brand. Salafism. The term Salafia comes from a phrase meaning righteous ancestors, referring to Muhammad and his companions. Banna believed that by mixing Islam with modernism, Muslims had strayed from the path. And the only way to restore the Islam of the founders was to faithfully implement divine law called Sharia. With Sharia's injunctions firmly in place, the Muslim nation would inevitably rise to the hegemony that was Allah's due. The Brotherhood remains the foremost power in the Middle East because of its credo. Allah is our objective, the Prophet is our leader, the Quran is our law, jihad is our way, and dying in the name of Allah is our highest objective. It's widely perceived to be representative of true Islam. In the late spring of 2011, the Mapping Sharia Project published conclusions from an important study. After surveying 100 randomly selected mosques across the United States, the authors found that 81% of them disseminated Islamic texts that advocate violence. In nearly 85% of the mosques, the imam favorably recommended this literature for study by congregants. Moreover, 58% of the mosques invited guest lecturers known for promoting violent jihad.
So that is 101. This is what we embrace. This is the Muslim Brotherhood. So you're seeing a caliphate, you know, Sharia law is what they want. They believe that max it out 100%. So when you hear caliphate, when you hear Sharia law, you're looking at the Muslim Brotherhood and all the six pillars or five pillars. That's actually what we're seeing take place. Dying in the name of Allah is their highest objective. So when you see this British citizen come over here and die and behead this hero, this journalist, then to him and his beliefs, he could be a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, and he would be a hero mm-hmm. in the context of that. This is who we embraced in our country, and now finally our president is saying, you know, this is evil. It is no religion at all. And more we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation. That stand with us prayerfully and financially. That just partner on a monthly basis. To financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.
Well, I just want to say right up front that Adonna was out shopping, and she got a Saints jersey.
Oh, wow.
A Saints jersey. That's a football team, not hockey. And
does she need something to mop up the floor?
No, thing about it was, you know, if you look back, if you study the archaeological digs around New Orleans, you'll find out they did win once.
Did they?
They did, okay. And right. It must be over because she found it in somebody's garage, brand new for a dollar.
For a dollar.
Do you remember the day that those things were so high? It was like, wow. These were just like, these were like stuffing, you know, for your like place the peanut thing. And so, of course, I'm like, she says, like, I got to give this to Pat. And I'm thinking, you got to give that to Pat? I'm going to sleep in it. And I had a dream.
Was it a scary dream? Was it a scary dream?
They just lost again.
Okay. I don't know what
it was.
Okay. No,
it wasn't. Really, there wasn't a dream. Nothing happened as usual. But I can't believe a dollar. It's going for a dollar now.
Wow. I never come across that.
I said,
like that.
Baby, if you ever run into another one, you know, get it.
Yeah.
Get it.
Because
they will quit printing them after a while.
Yeah.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We don't have time to cover in details. Make sure you catch our next program, but you're about to hear the president again. You got to hear these words again, because he is standing up and he's saying, this is evil. This is not any religion at all. And, you know, if your name was Jim on Monday and you change your name to Paul on Tuesday, it's still you. It's just a different name.
Right.
And with the Saul Alinsky tactics and rules for radicals, just so you know this is what you do. You just keep changing the name and just get a new name. And so on 2 weeks ago, it was called ISIS. And today it's called ISIL. And next day it'll probably be called Elizabeth or something. I don't know. But understand, it's Hamas, Hezbollah.
Brotherhood.
Yeah, Muslim Brotherhood. You heard what 101, I mean, we got that for you. You can share this with your friends. You can go to VFNTV.com, go to the torch, and share this with your friends. And hopefully it's even available on our Facebook today. But we just need to know. God's people destroyed for lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And the majority of Muslims are peaceful and not as connected to full interpretations of the Quran, right, as John Stenberger says from Trail Life, another organization. He says that what will help America is backslidden Muslims and backslidden Christians. Then we'll all get along.
Right.
He don't believe that way, but that's what he said in an interview that we had. And it's like, well, that's not going to work, because if anyone repents, it's not going to be good. Mm-mm. And so so here's the president speaking again from the White House about this horrific thing taking place called ISIS. But I want you to notice, too, as you're seeing this, that you're going to see ISIS flag in front of the White House. You're going to see an ISIS flag in Missouri. You're going to see, they're saying, we're in your neighborhoods, we're in your cities. So when he's talking about ISIS, ISIL, you know, Hamas and all these different ones, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said it plainly this week. He said they're all the same. He said, now you understand Hamas.
Yeah.
They kidnap our kids. They kill our citizens. They behead them. Now you understand. This is what Hamas is. And it's not the Palestinian folks. Don't let people merge those narratives, because Israel cares deeply about the Palestinian folks because they're the ones providing food and taking care and electricity and everything. But Hamas has taken them captive, if you would, and Fatah has taken the West Bank captive. But if you remove those two aspects of it, maybe it'll just become one mm-hmm. nation, you know, up under the rule there of a democracy. So listen again. President Obama calls ISIS, ISIL, he calls evil, evil, and it's so important. Listen up. Watch.
Let's be clear about ISIL. They have rampaged across cities and villages, killing innocent, unarmed civilians in cowardly acts of violence. They abduct women and children and subject them to torture and rape and slavery. They've murdered Muslims, both Sunni and Shia, by the thousands. They target Christians and religious minorities, driving them from their homes, murdering them when they can, for no other reason than they practice a different religion. They declare their ambition to commit genocide against an ancient people. So ISIL speaks for no religion. Their victims are overwhelmingly Muslim, and no faith teaches people to massacre innocents. No just God would stand for what they did yesterday and what they do every single day. ISIL has no ideology of any value to human beings. Their ideology is bankrupt. They may claim out of expediency that they are at war with the United States or the West, but the fact is they terrorize their neighbors and offer them nothing but an endless slavery to their empty vision and the collapse of any definition of civilized behavior. From governments and peoples across the Middle East, there has to be a common effort to extract this cancer so that it does not spread. There has to be a clear rejection of these kind of nihilistic ideologies. One thing we can all agree on is that a group like ISIL has no place in the 21st century.
Thank you, President Barack Obama. We need to let him know, and we're going to make that available for our audience on our Facebook, also inside of the VFN Torch, so you can share this. Because he is standing up. Yeah, it was ISIS yesterday. It's ISIL today, and it could change again. But he's talking about the folks that are beheading and killing Iraqis and Syrians, no matter what their religion is, what their belief is. And the heroes. I mean, this James Foley, this is what his mother is saying. You remember him as a hero. He was so brave. And remember, to a biblical perspective and understanding this, this is what the Bible says. The Bible specifically says in Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, he says, I saw thrones on which were seated those who have been given authority to judge. And I saw the souls of those who have been beheaded because of their testimony about Jesus Christ and because of the word of God. These young children on top of that mountain in northern Iraq who got shot in the head, who buried his friend because his friend's eye, he went off the mountain to get food for his family and her son was beheaded and his eyes removed. This young man's going to sit on a throne. He's going to have authority to judge. And he says, he goes on and says, and they had not worshiped the beast and its image and had not received the mark on their foreheads or their head. And They continue to serve, and they will serve in these seats to judge during the reign, the millennial reign, the thousand-year reign. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we need to stand that bold for God. I mean, are we even worthy to be in the presence of these believers, these Christians? At that young age, they go, they wanted us to deny the faith. They want us to renounce Jesus Christ as our Lord, and they wanted us to be to convert to Islam. And they said, you know, through their testimony, they were willing to die. They did die. They were beheaded. Their eyes were gouged out. And even the Iraqis on Iraqi television, when you heard us and you saw, he said, listen, Christians are like the pebbles on this rose over here. That this is, listen, these are precious souls that will reign for 1,000 years for what had taken place. Understand, we need to be that brave. We need to stand up and do something with what God has entrusted us. We're the richest nation on the face of the earth. Our poorest is richer than 70% of all the population of America. The church needs to rise up and take example from these 8-year-old boys, these 10-year-old boys, these teenagers who said, I refuse to denounce Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I will stand even if it costs me my life, my job, my business, my home, my 501c3 out there. Pastor, wake up. It's time for us to stand boldly for Jesus Christ. And those who do will rule and reign with him. God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
that, you know, the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.